Good morning, everyone in my radio and TV land. Well, I'm going to deal with some of the housekeeping and things like that. I'm going to go only audio, I guess that's what they call it, coming up. This will be the last live talk show, and I'm working on it now for me to be on just radio part, not live. But anyway, I had announced, I did a special announcement that Billy E. Jones is coming to Oakland somewhere around the 23rd. We're going to be doing a number of productions while he's here. We'll be producing a number of type shows. So, anyone interested in participating in that, this is especially for the Soul Beat family members, because he wants to see as many Soul Beat family members as possible when he does come to town. His parents live in Berkeley, I believe it is, and so he will definitely come visit Oakland while he's here. He's assured me of that. But anyway, I'm going to try to sum up a number of things that I talked about while I was on air. I've been on live talk radio for a little over a year now, and it appears that there may be more people listening than actually calling in. So I'm working on making sure I have some sponsors for you to continue to listen to the radio, but it won't be live talk radio. Okay? I'm going to try to work something out with the company on that. But anyway, for those of you that are interested in keeping me on as live talk, you're going to have to contact bbsradio.com. That's where you would go. And it has all of the information about BBS Radio that you need to know about, including the names and telephone numbers of the key people, which are the Newsom twins. Now, you let them know. Send them the money for me to stay on. See, I don't have to have the money in my hand. I just want somebody to, support me on that. You know, you just give it to the people who I have to pay if I was going to continue. Anyway, that's bbsradio.com. Go to that webpage and study. And you can see how fantastic they are. I wish to stay on live because maybe we'll eventually get enough Soul Beat people to call in, because that was the main objective of the individuals that were supporting the radio for the past year. We only had one Soul Beat family member that called in consistently, and that was Mary Bugg. Our Mary Bugs of Soul Beat, Oakland, California. I'll talk more about her later. But anyway, again, bbsradio.com. Make a decision if you want to send some money. The corporate office number is there. Send it to them. They will keep me on, okay, because you sent them some money. They'll do the best that they can with whatever it is you sent them, okay? I trust them that much. So it's on you out there. Well, I had to do that. That's part of the housekeeping and my opening and stuff. But anyway, I started this radio live programming on one word, and that was love. And it looked like as soon as I did that, the whole world turned into hate. We got hate crimes and all kinds of things happening. Don't nobody love nobody, including themselves. How it amounts to this, of what we got going on in this world. So I think it is appropriate for me to end on love. What is love? Love and forgiveness will cover all of your sins. But what is love? I'm talking about agape love. Well, let me kind of explain it a little bit. It means charity. Love means charity. And I don't mean the charitable contributions you're making to nonprofit corporations and things like that. Continue to do that because that's for a charitable cause. But I'm not talking about charitable causes. I'm talking about agape love. Love means charity. Love is a translation of the Greek word agape. Okay, agape love. And it is said to be even greater than faith and hope. If you expect to and or receive any benefits or anything that's in return, your actions are not charitable as far as the charity I'm talking about. See, if you donate money to a charitable organization, you'll be able to write it off on your taxes. You're not supposed to. If you're giving in love, you don't receive no benefits like that from it. That's business. That charity is business. Let's talk about agape love. If you break any of the Ten Commandments, God and our Lord Jesus Christ is going to consider you not loving them if you break any of them. And there are some that's specifically toward how you treat God, and the others are how you treat others. If you break any of God's laws pertaining to how you treat other people on earth, you're not showing love, agape love. We have a tendency to confuse what love is. Love and forgiveness, as I said, will cover all of your sins. Love and forgiveness will cover all of your sins. We say we love, but we associate it somehow with sex and lust. That's not the kind of love I'm talking about. We say we forgive, but we really do not forgive. If it's still on your mind in a negative manner, and if you want to talk about it other than using it as a teaching, you're not to use no names or anything. If you talk about people in a negative manner, use their name, certain you don't love them. Okay? Gossiping about people where you were not a witness, that's the ninth commandment. This commandment, thoughts and emotions. Then you start running your mouth. Well, I forgive, and you run your mouth pertaining to any one that you said you forgave them and you talk about them in any kind of negative manner, you truly have not forgiven them. If you use whatever it is they did that require your forgiveness, if you use that for any negative manner, you have not forgiven them. So we have a whole planet of people that probably won't receive grace because of they don't forgive. In other words, you won't be forgiven for something. There won't be no grace involved in it, and it will be equivalent to whatever it is you did to somebody else or they did to you, and there's no forgiveness involved. Well, anyway, most people try to cover up their sins, not cover their sins, even though in the Bible, when they use the word cover, it is used in both contexts. So you would have to read that story and see which one is being applied there. Covering up your sins means that you try to hide it. You don't want nobody to know you did it. You lie and say you didn't and do all kinds of things to keep it from being brought to light. But when you are covering your sins, not covering up, that means you're doing everything you possibly can to fix that sin, including possibly asking someone to forgive you. And at that time, you're supposed to let them know that they're not forgiving you for them. They're forgiving you for them, for me, but for them. And sometimes people don't understand that, because if you forgive, you will be forgiven something. And if you say you were in the body of Christ, you're supposed to tell the individual this when you're asking them to forgive you, and that forgiveness is not for you, it's for them. A lot of times we don't do that. So that's why we don't have enough forgiveness and love going on here. You will be dealt with in the court of divine judgment depending on how you handle yourself here on earth, especially pertaining to love. The last sacrificial lamb came, and that's the word, main word he gave us. That's our Lord Jesus Christ, love. Well, let me give you some scripture that you should read. Write down the book, chapter verse. Don't try to write down the scripture that I'm reading you. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. You will find that in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Hatred stirs up strikes, but love covers all sins. You will find this in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12. And now about his faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. You'll find this in 1 Corinthians 13:13. Let all things be done with charity. 1 Corinthians 16:14, I believe that's what that's saying. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. You will find this in Colossians 3:14. Okay. Now, the end of this commandment, and this was something that Jesus said, I think, and it was repeated here, or something close to it. Now, the end of the commandment is charity. Out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. You'll get this in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. And it ends, I'll go on and read further on that. Peace be with all you that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. You'll find this in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 14. Now, I wanted to touch bases on love, because love is all up and through the King James Version of the Bible. It don't matter which one it is. It could be the Authorized, the regular, or the New King James Version of the Bible, in addition to all the other translations of the Bible. In these incidences, you will see that it means love. Charity means love. It's in some of all these biblical, religious-type books. Love all up and through these people's books. And it appears nobody is really thoroughly reading their book, including the Christians who got the Holy Bible. We are all in error here. We're not doing what our Lord Jesus Christ told us to do, especially when it comes to love. Look what's happening in this country. Hate crime. People killing people for a little or nothing. Just to be killing. And we're out of control all over the world. But I want to just concentrate on my country, you know. And see, right now we have a president. I'm not sure what his love level is for anything. I heard him say, what did he say? He was a messenger of some sort? Oh, Lord, no. I don't want that to really be. I really don't. Because his message has created hate. Trump said so many hateful things. And because he was a very powerful person in this country before he became president, Satan released so many unclean spirits out at that particular time to attack the whole entire world. And look at the whole entire world right now, today. This is sad, people. And most of these people in these countries, we ain't in no holy war. We're in a war of hell. You're going straight to hell, and you're being influenced by unclean spirits. Now, right now, Trump is probably the best president for us to have. I really hate to say that, but right now, I have a number of reasons. But the main one I'm concerned about right now is how we are looking to some of the other countries who are our enemies for real. Are they going to unite and they all trample on us or what have you? I don't know. Now, North Korea looks like it's supposed to be the main topic today. Okay, if there is some serious stuff and they may be, and which has been said, they are thinking about piercing these lands in this country. Trump is going to have to make a major decision, and he's going to have to do something that many other presidents won't do. He's going to seriously blow up something. And this time, it's going to be a whole bunch of people that die. And all I can say is we're going to have some people that say, just like from when we had to deal with Japan and use the weaponry that we had at that time was the most powerful. We got criticized for that because it appeared we could have used less weaponry and still would have been as effective. I don't know about all that. I'm going to agree with anybody that pierces these lands to be blown off the map. I'll have no problems with it. And Trump is the only person I know that would possibly do that. He already told you what kind of game he likes to play, and that's the arms race game. He's putting a lot of money going toward it as well. So don't come over here bombing nothing, nobody, because he will blow you straight off the map. So I am not going to say anything about any of it, because if somebody does, I want them blowed off the map, so they won't do that no more. And then that will show an example. You don't want to fight us with weaponry, but we can play the arms race game in a manner. I don't know. All I know is, ever since Trump said those evil words, the world started going upside down. No love nowhere, hate crimes. Every day you see there are hate crimes. That don't make any sense. And see, I'm going to have to briefly go through all the commandments, because this is going to be the last live show I have and working on something else. But I'm going to have to relate to the 10th commandments, all of them briefly, so you can understand what they are for. Now, I've been covering the 10th and 9th commandment. That's where you lose your helmet of salvation. Let's deal with the 8th commandment. The 8th commandment, thou shalt not steal. Because everything was done like in the marketplace. A lot of thefts came in the marketplace where people were selling their goods, and there were some people that couldn't afford them, including food. They will steal some food while in the marketplace. And that's probably the reason for the law, greet one another with a kiss of charity. So you can have love all around the marketplace, because that's where most people met. You know, other than in church, they were at the marketplace. Well, anyway, the 8th commandment covers all business laws, including the servitude laws. Eighth commandment is the business laws commandment concerning all business. The laws and precepts were there already. So we shouldn't be having as many problems as we're having with big businesses and things like that. But they're in violation of God's laws, and don't nobody want to talk about God's laws in dealing with that. Big businesses and usury and taxes, things like that. Well, anyway, Eighth Commandment covered business, even the laws of servitude. And as far as I'm concerned, they outright broke God's laws, as well as wrote some more laws on top of that that was outright in violation of God's laws. When it came to the enslavement of anyone after God released the Israelites and created the laws of God. So the Eighth Commandment business. Seventh Commandment is the commandment that we are breaking morning, noon, and night, and that is the adultery commandment. A lot of people believe that in order for you to break that commandment, you have to be married, but you don't have to be married, because fornication is a lot of the fornication precepts are beneath this commandment. And of course, anything that's sexual, rape, prostitution, bestiality, homosexuality, anything that has sex associated with it, it comes under the adultery commandment. Now, adultery itself, death penalty. Not all fornications have death penalties attached to it. It's a sin, but it's not a death penalty sin. So, the seventh commandment, just remember, covers all sexual sins. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. This is just happening all over the world. People just killing people. We have a lot of sick people in this world that are killing people for nothing. We have a lot of cowards in this world that kill people. And somehow, these people don't look like they consider themselves cowards. I mean, please, you gang members jumping on one and two and three of y'all, jumping on one person, you're cowards. Those of you that are killing people using these high type of weapons are spraying bullets everywhere. You already know you're not aiming at but one person, but somehow you just sprayed a whole bunch of bullets, killing other people, and the person that you were supposed to be shooting didn't get hit once. Those are cowardly people. You know, that's how cowards respond to things. And there's no love there, and it's in violation of the sixth commandment. If you're killing people, it doesn't matter what age they are. I'll go to abortion. If you kill life, even at that level, it is considered murder, okay? Unless you have health problems. And you had to have the abortion. The doctor said that, you know, you might not survive it or what have you. that's not going to, it's still a kill. You kill that baby inside your belly, but it's not going to be considered a death penalty kill. I don't know how God is going to deal with abortion, because there were a number of people that were using abortions as a form of birth control. And that wasn't a good thing. And see, right now we got so many sexual transmitted diseases, it's pathetic. Especially this AIDS that's just wiping out a lot of people. Okay, the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill, covers those that have AIDS and diseases and knew it and intentionally passed it on. We've had some court cases on that already. All I say is that you're not supposed to be out there fornicating. You're not married. And you wives and husbands and things like that are not supposed to be out there committing adultery. So if you stay in the realm you're supposed to stay according to God's laws, you're not going to be catching all these here diseases and passing them on to people. There are people that purposely pass it on. They know they got it. They purposely. We had a telephone call from, when I was on Soul Beat, from girls that called them the BBBs or, you know, bad black bitches or something like that. They all had AIDS or, you know, HIV. Very angry, saying that they're going to try to pass it to as many people as possible. And they were attacking the men, you know. They're going to pass it to as many because some man gave it to them. I mean, so we have people that are doing so many crazy things in this world that just don't make no sense and don't have nothing to do with love. Love is nowhere up and through there. And somehow they don't even guard their minds and hearts enough to realize the sins that they are committing. You know, killing people. Just going around killing people. You rape them, don't want to get caught, you kill them. You're robbing a store or something, you don't want nobody to know who you are, you kill them. And now they're looking for the surveillance tapes that's within that those businesses so they won't get caught. That's why it's very good for you to be safe in your neighborhoods and stuff to have, you know, surveillance tapes on you in your own home. They're relatively inexpensive now. You can have all kinds of cameras around your home, and I suggest you do that because you might be, if your neighborhood is one of those neighborhoods that's hit by thieves and killers and drug addicts and all that kind of stuff, you should have surveillance tapes. Now, times is getting hard for people, especially drug addicts who are not dealing with change very well. Remember the change cycle that I introduced some while back? They're not dealing with change, and we're going to have so many changes coming up in the near future that if you don't have you and your family prepared for these changes, you're gonna have to leave open for certain. You should listen to what is going on right here and to make sure you're able to stay here, especially if you are a renter. It is very very unstable for the renters right now. There's not enough governmental monies in place to help these homeless folks. We need housing, more of them built. We have public lands that could possibly be used for it, and we do have some organizations working on that right here in Alameda County. And it's going to require the city and county, maybe even the state and federal governments who have land or whatever around up in here, to unite and identify these lands and start building stuff on them. And we're not thinking in the future like we're supposed to. We're not preparing ourselves. So what happens when there's a major change, we can't deal with it. We can't deal with it at all, and we end up in shutdown mode or something, and we just sit back and let things happen. You know, and y'all sitting back, we had over 1 million people. Somebody said it was 2 million black people that didn't even vote. Well, you're in trouble. Because if you didn't vote, that means that there's a lot of you didn't do that's associated with your own family life. How are you going to keep your household together? And a lot of people are going to slide right through the cracks because they didn't pay attention to what is going on. You better wake up and pay attention. It's right there in front of you. If you choose not to pay attention or ignore what's right there in front of you, and you have been given the opportunity for you to help yourself and your family, it's going to be on you. You can't blame that on anybody else. You know, and then want to go and shoot up people because you lost your job because you were incapable of handling the position. Go down there and shoot up people all on the in the property of the business people and killing people. No. All of that's covered in the sixth commandment. All of those type things are covered when a life is taken. And any kind of way you worked your way up to do it, all of that's a sin. Because it started with the 10th commandment, your thought. The 9th commandment is when you open your mouth and start speaking. The 8th commandment is when you start putting in all that stuff in practicing. And in most times, it's going to be a business or a so-called business transaction that goes crazy. That's the 8th commandment. 7th commandment, adultery. 6th, killing. Now let's go to 5. 5 is honor thy mother and father. Well, it didn't only just include your mother and father. It includes any adult, your senior, that is trying to teach you what is right. You have broken that commandment in more than one way. You dishonored an adult, and it could be your, not even a relative, but for certain, if it's your grandmother, grandfather, you know, aunts, uncles that are your senior. But it includes any adult, even a stranger. You're supposed to honor them if you know that they're your senior. And if not, you're going to be breaking that 5th commandment. anything that your parents or anybody has taught you previously, especially about the Ten Commandments or not lying, that's covered in the Ninth Commandment, and that's one of the things that they used to tell kids all the time, don't tell lies, because it is covered in the Ninth Commandment, bearing false witness. A lot of people don't even understand what bearing false witness means. And it means that if you did not see it, and if the words you have to speak says, somebody told me, I heard, or rumor is, you're bearing false witness. And you're doing it, going up to the 10th commandment. I don't know, what are your emotions and thoughts that cause you to open your mouth and bear false witness? I don't know. And at the same time, you did it to someone that had a business or you're trying to hurt their business. That's the 8th commandment. And then there are infiltrators that even use sex to try to control a business or a business transaction of some sort, 7th commandment. And many times when people do these kinds of things, somebody end up dead. Back to the 6th commandment. And sometimes your parents told you you weren't supposed to do any of those things. Or someone did. We're back to the 5th commandment. This says, honor thy mother and father. A lot of people thought that it meant just mother and father. No. If you do any major thing or even speak any major thing, is going to be looked at in violation of the laws, and you spoke it, and anytime you speak words with your tongue and it creates a problem, including a death, you're going to be held responsible for it. We have a lot of people that just don't honor their superiors, mothers and fathers, supervisors at work, things like that. All of that's covered under there. See, the precepts are lined up under the commandments in a way that if you break one commandment, you have broken them all. Now, the 7th commandment, which is the 4th commandment, I believe is the one that a lot of people really don't understand. My message that I'm to give to many of you is that some of you don't have any Sabbaths, not a one. And it's because you sinned on your Sabbath day before the close of your Sabbath day, and you didn't repent that sin. See, that's the second part of the Sabbath commandment. It says, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. And this is where we fall short, is part two of that commandment. We're remembering our Sabbath, because we have a lot of churches and people go to churches on whichever day you chose to be your Sabbath. And you go to church, praise and worship and sing and shout and jump. You're supposed to also repent all of the sins that you committed that week. As well as you've got to pay your tithes. And people think if they just did those basic things that are you're taught in the church world, pay your tithes, repent your sins, you know, things like that, you know, praise and worship, stay in prayer, all of those type things, you do on Sunday. or Saturday. Or the Bible says don't even mess with people who have a different Sabbath day. And I'm understanding why now. But anyway, you're not supposed to sin on your Sabbath. You don't have a Sabbath then. So what I tell people, you pray every day, and as soon as you know you have broken a law, you know, pray it off right then and cast those unclean spirits away from you, because that was the reason why you just broke the law, God's law. We are in a spiritual war. Everybody on earth is in a spiritual war. And the war is between good and evil. We are spirits that can be influenced by both good and evil spirits. Guard your thoughts. Don't, you know, keep your thoughts on our Lord Jesus Christ and God, and keep in prayer, so you won't those thoughts won't come in. Because Satan is always, if he's gotten you to do some major sins and you're now in the body of Christ or becoming in the body of Christ, you started repenting your sins, Satan is going to know that. And he's going to send somebody to get back, get you to do some stuff to get back all those sins that you have repented. He wants those in his books. He may send two or three. Remember, you can be under the influence of more than one unclean spirit. The Bible tells you that. They have given you numbers to let you know how to calculate approximately how many unclean spirits can influence you. Now, people that are just outright evil, and they always talking evil and doing evil things to people, and they're consistent with it, it should be clear to you that they are under the influence of more than one unclean spirit. Unclean spirits like to cling together and work one person until they're useless to God. They're not doing anything godly. And they want you to continue to do this all the way up until your death without repentance. Don't expect that much grace from our Lord Jesus Christ. If you did not abide by our Lord Jesus Christ's laws, he confirmed and verified, clarified, and fulfilled the law. And if you read your Bible, you'll see that he did that. And he actually, in one verse almost, he named all 10 commandments almost. And let you know that even though they were really given in the Old Testament, among the first five books of the Old Testament, it still applies as sound doctrine during his time. My assignment is to try to apply things to sound doctrine to today's time and how that may affect you. Well, right now we have so many people breaking commandments 4, the Sabbath commandment, 5, honor thy mother and father. 6, thou shalt not kill. 7, thou shalt not commit adultery. 8, thou shalt not steal. 9, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. 10, and thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's, or covet means desire as well, thy neighbor's anything really. And if you break any of those, any one of those, you have broken all of the commandments. And if you consistently do it, You are practicing idolatry. This is covered in the first three commandments, where it deals with your relationship with God, how you're supposed to be with God. You're not supposed to be worshiping anything. God is jealous. He tells you that. Just think about it. We're in the image of God, so whatever emotions we have, God has them as well, I'll say. He loves, he hates, he's jealousy. He said all that, and he said love and hate. But the problem is, he doesn't break his own laws, even though he has those type, I guess what we'll call them, emotions, hate and love and all of that. He don't break his laws, but we do. We're in his image, which means that it is not necessary for us to break his laws. He has given us what it is necessary for us to have to make sure we do not become controlled by unclean spirits. And scripture tells you that we are at war with spirits, but at the same time, those spirits are influencing people of the world, all types of people. We have good and evil in all races, nationalities, or whatever you want to call it. We have good and evil in all workplaces, as well as in the church. Now, just keep in mind, God has his people placed in the same places that Satan places his people in order to influence you to sin. We have a tendency not to listen to the Holy Spirit's thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, but the evil one. And we do that in many cases. Money is involved. Right now, money is God. And if none of you understand anything else, you need to understand money. The Bible said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. It's right here in practice right now. Money. People from all walks of life, all nationalities or races or whatever you want to call it, from all type businesses, all even up in the church, are worshiping money. Really are. They're bowing down to it. And people thought that when that is said, that means you're down on your knees and all. No. If you are so busy trying to make money and you ignore facts about it will hurt people or things could go wrong, people can even get killed depending on what your thoughts are. You are under the influence of unclean spirits, and you're placing monetary things above a human life, including God. And that's how you show God that you are not godly, and that for certain you are not abiding by any of these laws. And you letting God know you have placed money and material items ahead of him. He's jealous. Okay? He is supposed to be first. But money got folks all over the world going crazy. They will do anything for it. We have a lot of predators out there They prey on seniors and people that they think are not that smart and are in need of money. They'll come up with all kinds of scams. Every kind of scam that has ever been has hit my hometown, Oakland, California. Every pyramid scheme hit Oakland, California. Well, I'll say Alameda County, because one of them really hit Alameda County deep, and made the officials of Alameda County, who became aware that they had county employees playing in pyramids, they told them they had to leave that alone. Everyone that called me from Alameda County, and what was that, Friends, I can't remember which one it is, asked me about it. I told them, I said, it's a pyramid. And it's designed for the bottom people to lose. Okay? And that's covered under the Eighth Commandment as well as multi-level marketing programs are covered under the Eighth Commandment. A lot of multi-level marketing programs are going to have an effect similar to pyramiding out if they don't design it not to. We've had a number of multi-level marketing programs that are still in business today that are well known. Amway, Avon, what's that other one? It's a number of them that were Watkins, multi-level marketing programs initially, but they knew how to phase that out and still have people that could sell their products. See, that's one of the difference between a multi-level marketing program and a pyramid. There's no product that would be considered a product. So people come out trying to take people money. Money is the thing. And they'll defraud people, lie and cheat. Now, you know about the commandments above, Ninth Commandment, Eighth Commandment. That's the reason why when you break one commandment, you have broken them all. And you're not going to get it until you understand that you are a spirit. You have a spirit body as well that will have you doing things under the influence of other spirits. And if you don't get this in your head and monitor your own thoughts, okay, and making sure you don't say anything that's evil, and that's the Ninth Commandment, and that includes gossiping and you know, saying bad things about people. Like I said, if you break one commandment, you have broken them all. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. Hopefully I'll get to come back, but bye-bye for now.